SBS Radio.
Kate Kiyomari on 52-vuotias melbourneilainen, jolla todettiin rintasyöpä viime vuoden joulukuussa. Hän selviytyi syövästä rintojen poistoleikkauksen ja usean $1,000 kulujen jälkeen. Hän ei vähättele kustannusten vaikutusta.
Well, the emergency fund is depleted. If the car breaks down and we have to get a new one, that's going to be quite challenging. It's going to take a few years to build those savings back up again.
Kate Kiyomari valitsi yksityisen terveydenhuoltojärjestelmän, koska lääkäri tarjoutui tekemään leikkauksen diagnoosia seuraavana päivänä.
Now, when you're diagnosed with cancer, if you've got the option to take it out, you want to take it out. Every fiber of your being is screaming at you, take it out, take it out, take it out. Now, I had private health insurance. Do you have private health insurance? Yes. I've got a slot available tomorrow. I can take it out for you then. Yes.
Jälkiviisaana hän toteaa, ettei olisi tehnyt mitään eri lailla, koska piti kirurgista. Mutta hän haluaa, että muut naiset saisivat enemmän tietoa. Tätä silmällä pitäen Cancer Council Australia yhteistyössä muiden hyväntekeväisyysjärjestöjen kanssa on julkistanut standardiluonnoksen, jotta hoitokulut saataisiin paremmin hallintaan. Breast Cancer Network Australian Danielle Spence sanoo, että aloite yrittää lisätä keskustelua hoitovaihtoehdoista ja niihin liittyvistä kuluista.
We are really calling on doctors and health service providers to be able to really talk about the cost of treatment to help people make decisions that are right for them. And should they seek a second opinion, is there a lower cost provider that could help them if they're in the private system, or even are there public health options? Because nobody wants to be saddled with the burden of huge bills and bill shock when they are facing a crisis like cancer.
Breast Cancer Network Australian teettämän tutkimuksen mukaan rintasyöpädiagnoosi maksaa potilaalle keskimäärin $5,000, joidenkin potilaiden kulut ylittävät $21,000. Yksityisen terveysvakuutuksen kautta kulut ovat lähes $7,000, joka on melkein tuplasti verrattuna Medicarein kautta hoidettavien kuluihin. Kate Kiyomari sanoo, että olisi pitänyt eri vaihtoehtojen esittelystä, jotta olisi voinut tehdä paremman kustannusanalyysin.
What I'd really like to have happen is the doctor to say, in your case, there is no urgency. We can wait a few weeks. If you want to, if you can't afford the private gaps, we can operate in the public system in, say, 3 weeks' time. Here's a piece of paper, a pamphlet, something with some written information. I was there with my partner. We're both reeling. There's only so much information you can take in at that time.
Hän sanoo, että kirurgilla ei ollut isoa niin sanottua gap-välimaksua, mutta Danielle Spence, Breast Cancer Network Australiasta, sanoo, että jotkut kirurgit laskuttavat suuriakin summia.
The other point that we're talking about is, why is there so much discrepancy? Why is a woman with breast cancer quoted $25,000 for a breast reconstruction by one practitioner and another woman might be quoted $5,000? So we need to, I guess, even up the differences and at least help people to know that perhaps that first quote that they get shouldn't just be the only quote and they do have time to seek out another referral.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.